Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Oh, it's time for the Puffcast.
Hooray!
Yes. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
I'm here.
And the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Sorry I'm late.
Hey.
I won't let it go.
I know. No. There's been 25 or 6 of them or something.
We've done 26 of these things.
No, this is 23.
23.
23.
Fucking hell. It doesn't feel like anything over 40.
24 if you include the thingy one.
Oh, wow.
There must be an ointment for this show. Relieve the stinging. Oh, my God. I can't believe people listen to this.
It might
I can't believe
ointment.
We do it.
It depends. Hang on. I'll just I'll fire off our sponsor's cart.
Prostate Records presents a compilation that will really hit that sweet spot. Look over your shoulder and gaze back at the greatest hits of the Bum Sex Orchestra. Re-embrace such classic hits as Get Back, More Than a Woman, and of course, Do That to Me One More Time. You'll feel the music deep inside you, touching places you've never had probed before, including hits from bands such as Hot Chocolate and Hole. You'll clench at songs like Heaven's in the Backseat of My Cadillac and the smash hit Ring of Fire. The Bum Sex Orchestra plays classic hits from yesterday and today. Lie back, put your legs up and relax to such tracks as Dancing Cheek to Cheek, or Bang Away All Night to Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again. Bum Sex Orchestra, Shits and Memories, out now on Prostate Records. Be the first 100 people to order and receive a free douching kit for that cleaner, crisper sound.
Okay.
Our cart. Welcome back to 1991.
No, yes. Do you know it? Look, I'll explain to people we don't do this, sitting around a computer like some podcasts. We are actually at the digital studios of Austereo in Melbourne, at the home of Triple M and Fox FM. And the place where these kind of things live.
Hello, Betsy.
What, lesbians?
No, the sound effects is still to this day called cart rack.
Really? Oh, really?
Yep.
But now they don't use them.
That is the cart rack. Even though, like in the old days, it was an actual big lump of plastic with a tape in it that you push in and press the button, it's still called cart rack.
Yeah, right.
And that's why they're called carts.
I hope that story becomes interesting one day.
Yeah. Sure, it will.
If you want to get into radio, you've got to know all about carts.
Okay.
Right, you are.
And now,
automation. It's
and clearly, we don't want to get into radio because we spent 5 hours talking about rimming today. Whatever the fuck radio we get on, it's maybe in Europe. Maybe in Europe.
Well, we're up to T in the Gay to Z.
Gay to Z.
And T, we had a lot of things.
Tit torture.
Yes.
We glossed over tit torture.
And topping.
Topping.
Tweaking. Or just talking puffy.
Talking. Well, that's us.
Is tweaking anything in particular? Or
I think nipples.
Just
nipples.
Tweaking.
Tweaking. The tits get a beating on tea, don't they? Yeah. They're tortured, they're tweaked, they're
teabagged.
Teabagging. Poor nipples.
I still cannot get over that teabagging story about that guy that thought we'd teabag.
in the spa.
We were sitting in the same spa. Oh, dear.
So we thought we'd give the nipples a rest
and
leave that to the professionals.
We thought we would, hoe into twinks. Just jump right
swing, jump right
twinks,
in.
Twinks, twinks.
Twinks are like the they're like the weed of the gay world.
They are, because they just spring up.
They're fucking everywhere.
And they're hard to get rid of.
Because that's what I don't know if you know, like, Scott and I both have an Android phone now.
Yes. Oh, really?
We left the iPhone world. Mm. And there's a...
Is that better or worse than a Nokia 6810?
Much of a muchness, I think, Toby. Uh-huh.
But there's a program on there called Scruff.
Right.
Which is like your Grindr, but it's full of more mature and burlier men. Like more.
Oh, with a name like Scruff. Scruff, really?
More masculine.
Or just kind of, you know, scruffy guys.
Yeah, scruffy
not
guys.
Not that kind
not
of twinky.
Twinky, polished.
Yeah, yeah,
right. But.
Yeah, I can't imagine someone on Scruff going, yeah, I want Scruff. I'm really into Gaga.
But Grindr used to be like that until the twinks discovered it and then flooded it.
Oh, my.
And it was the same with Gator
flood.
Back in the day because, you know, fat, lazy people like myself are early adopters because we're sitting at home looking, what can I do now? I want to do something to prevent me from leaving the house. Whereas twinks are always out. It's like, oh my God, have you heard about this new thing? No, neither have I. Awesome.
Now that they've swarmed all over it and those things look like a casting call for Abercrombie and Fitch catalogs.
Yeah.
It's just like all these tiny teenagers.
Or, you know, Target kids.
It looks like a bomb's gone off on the Mickey Mouse Club and all their clothes have been blown off.
It is a twink tsunami.
I know I say this a lot and people don't believe me, but I used to be a twink.
Yes.
I actually was a twink and I have, you know, through a steady diet and no exercise, have managed to become a bear.
Right.
Everyone used to be a twink.
Yeah. But some of us have just managed to become aging twinks.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Or Lamal. Have you seen Lamal?
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Aging Lamal is my favorite.
Does he still have the same hair?
No, he's got aging twink hair. Like,
oh, wow.
You know, he's got the hair
frosted
of
frosted tips.
An alleged 29-year-old.
Oh, right. That's a worry.
You know, twinks are like 29 forever. Like they're
yes.
23 generally.
Yeah.
But they think they're yeah. It's embarrassing. Oh, I do love twinks. So should we have a twink quiz?
Well, here's what I thought we might do, mm-hmm. right? The two sort of poles of the spectrum are twinks, twink poles. Twinks on one hand and bears on the other.
Yeah. Right.
Right, that's the kind of spectrum, right? They're the kind of great two tribes, the red corner and the blue corner.
Yeah, the blonde drinkers and the beer drinkers.
Diametrically opposed.
Pretty much. Yeah. They have nothing in common.
Especially in Melbourne, people that don't know this city, where there is a river down the middle of it called the Yarra, and there is a gay civil war going on.
There is. North and south side.
Like, bears in the north, twinks in the south, never the twain shall meet.
Yes.
Unless your faircake's driving you up and down Punt Road.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what I thought we might do is we might put it to the test and have a twink versus bear quiz.
Okay. To decide once and for all.
To decide once and for all, absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Great. Great.
So I thought we'd just go out there and put absolutely nothing on the line.
Right.
And just see who's smarter. Now, is it okay if I play Quizmaster?
Yeah. Please. You're very good at that.
You're
good at the Bickmore role.
Yep. I have a natural authority. It's true. once a prefect, always a prefect. Yep, settle on the blazer and stitching and
so
everything.
So given that I have disregarded carbs for most of my life and just eaten them with wanton abandon, should I be the bear?
I think you should play the bear.
Right,
because
I'm 50 kilos overweight and covered in hair.
Yeah.
So, Scott, that leaves you as the aging twink.
That leaves me as the aging twink.
Aging twink.
In the dark, from far away, you could totes be a twink.
That's the only way I'll stand a chance.
All right, now here's the first bunch of questions.
Okay.
So these are just simple questions just to... So like, buzz in.
Oh, okay. Know,
how do we buzz?
Well, just pick something to buzz in, mate. Like
Well, say your name to buzz in.
I'll say twink.
Okay.
Bear. Okay.
Twink and bear. Okay, so first question is just to set the benchmark. These are pretty easy, all right?
Yeah. Right.
So what is 9 times 6?
Twink.
Bear. Oh.
Twink, twink.
54.
Very good.
Right, I'm putting on my twink voice. Very good. I'm getting into character. Okay,
yeah,
do you mind? I'm just getting
too.
Into character.
Yeah, I know bears don't talk like that. Oh, I'll get into character too.
I'll put on my it's academic voice. Question 2. Who is the Prime Minister of Australia?
Twink.
Bear.
Oh, it was a twink again.
Justin Bieber.
Correct.
That I thought that was the correct twink answer.
All right, okay, we're warmed up. All right, let's get to some specific. Let's get to the meat and potatoes. It is Julia Gillard.
Yeah, true.
But I believe there's a Twitter campaign to make Justin Bieber Prime Minister of Australia with Usher as treasurer. I'm going to put a tax on abs. all right, here we go. Question: how much is the vodka tonic at the Peel?
Bear. $8.
Correct.
Yeah.
Twink, did you have an answer for that one?
I don't pay for my own drinks.
Very good. Very good.
Okay. That's true. When I was a twink, I never paid.
Yeah. Right. Question two. Complete this lyric. Hello, hello, baby. You called. I can't hear a thing.
Twink.
Yes, twink.
I've got no service in the club. You see.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. That's 2 points for the twink. Bear, did you have an answer? For that one?
Oh, what is this shit? Put Kylie on!
Correct, correct. I would have also accepted I Can't Hear You over the creaking in this sauna sling. As an answer. All right, question whatever we're up to. What is a bomb Alaska?
Bear.
Drink.
Bear.
Dessert.
Correct.
No.
Really?
Bristol Palin's nickname in high school.
I thought so. All right, now these are some real puzzlers, right? These are real brain busters.
Right.
Okay, so they're quite long questions, so bear with me, right? Jason and Hayden leave the Peel in a Barina, travelling at 60 kilometres an hour. Mm-hmm. At the same time, Brendan and Simon leave the market, which is 6 kilometres away, in a Skyline travelling at 70 kilometres an hour. How long until Hayden and Simon break up?
Bear.
Drink.
Yeah, bear. Yeah.
By the time they get to Victoria Street.
Absolutely correct.
Yes. Oh.
And for bonus points, they will have got back together by the time they cross the far side of Victoria Street. Well done.
It's a big
well
intersection. It takes
I'm
a while.
I'm sorry, puppy. I didn't mean it. All right, brain buster number two. Two bears go to the DT's Winter Bake Off. Simon wins $50 for his marzipan fruit basket, and Colin wins 2/3 of double that for a chocolate croquembouche. So why is it always Colin's fault that Simon is made to feel left out in unfamiliar social situations?
Twink.
Yes, twink.
Because he earns more.
Correct. Correct.
And he's a bit of an asshole.
So scores at this stage are level between bears up and twinks up. Okay. So this is the tiebreaker. Remember, at stake here, fuck all. So if twinks broadly represent 40% of the gay community and bears broadly represent the other 60%, who's going to all the gym memberships?
Pitsy.
Noble effort. The correct answer was straight acting gays, who make up the other 107% of the gay community. So there you have it. Bears and twinks. We didn't settle it. It was a tie.
No, it was a tie.
It's always going to be a tie.
Yeah.
With a great big river down the middle.
Aww.
My God, it's me with a bad haircut.
Poofcast. All right, it's time for the Carrie Bickmore Experience, where we delve deeply into an issue.
We probe.
We probe
fearlessly.
We probe the surface.
We probe from nearly 30 to 60 seconds.
Yeah. Scratch the surface, only to find more surface.
Well, deep in the surface today, we have...
Rocking our epidermis.
We have a member of the Shambles, the gorgeous and hilarious Nathan Valvo. How are you, darling?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Now,
does everybody get asked to come into the studio?
No.
You're special.
Very honoured.
Yeah. Only,
thank
only
you.
Hot people.
Yeah.
We normally do this stuff on the phone, but you wanted to come in especially.
Yeah, I was like, don't do phoners.
Don't do phoners.
I'm above phoners. So.
Well, is that because you're one of these young people that cannot talk on the phone while Twittering and
exactly right.
Checking your Grindr.
I need my phone for Grindr and Twitter. So
fair enough.
One thing at a time, boys.
I can't waste this shit on talking.
No.
Well, look, Nathan, if you want to walk into a room full of aging predatory homosexuals, that is your funeral.
Yeah, yeah.
You knew the risks.
I know. Yeah. It's like I'm back at high school, Catholic church.
Oh, and my God. If you're wondering why Scott's not talking very much, that's because that's not his mouth up to the microphone.
Oh, no, it's because I'm eating nuts, and that's not even a euphemism.
It's not right? Actual nuts.
I am actually eating nuts. Yes. I didn't want to be on here going, nom, 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 nom. because then you might have, you know, people might think that we're, you know, I'm doing something to Nathan. It would be awkward. It would, anyway.
Something you want to do to Nathan.
Yum.
Anyway. I've heard the podcasts. Heard the numb one before. It's all good.
All right. So, Nathan, you have done a bit of research. You're doing a show for the Midsummer.
Yes.
About the fag haggery.
You're like Dr. Faghead.
Which is kind of an obsession of ours anyway. Like, yes. Maybe interrogated poor Melinda Buttle a bit too much one day about the fag haggery. Because I, on one level, don't get it.
Yeah, well, this is my first solo show ever. And so a comedian gave me advice and said, just talk about what you know, okay? And I was like, okay, I can't do it.
And we'd already covered anal.
I know. Exactly. I couldn't do an hour of rimming. So next on the list.
Not what I've heard.
I've got work in the morning. Hurry up. Yeah, I couldn't do an hour of rimming. So the next thing I know about is fag hags. I'm surrounded by them.
Ah.
A lot of my gays tell me that they don't know any other gay with as many fag hags as
you,
I do have.
How many have you got?
Like, close.
One for each day of the week?
Well, more. To be honest, close personal fag hags that I would hear from probably.
Close personal fag hags.
Personal ones. Not ones that you see out, ones that I've actually given a real phone number to. Those ones I have at least 12 or 13.
And oh my God.
That I hear from probably once every second day. Yeah.
Are you monogamous with them, or do they see other homosexuals?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the argument. Tell me your thoughts. Mm. Is a girl a fag hag if she's a friend of yours before you come out?
They're the ones that stick the closest.
Yeah, and they're the ones who spot it first as well.
I have a bit of a theory. They've made me gay.
Yeah.
They've just like, you know, they talk about the period clots really got to me in high school. You know?
I'm right here.
I never
thought we would have the phrase period clot on the podcast.
How good. I'm breaking ground today. I'm so happy.
And you got a golf clap for it as well.
No.
I think period clots appearing with prolapse at the Golden Nugget.
Anyway, so I do a lot of material.
Sorry.
Bitsy's
got a period clot.
She's clotted up.
Guys, dog period clot is disgusting. I don't know if you guys ever had a female dog. I did.
Oh.
Gross. Anyway, so in my show, I do talk about fag gags to the point where I thought I do need to give them a point of view.
Yeah.
They need to be heard. So I made a fag hag survey. So I wrote 10 questions. Yeah, 10 simple questions addressed to fag hags.
Well, questions 1 through 4. Can you drop me off at the pier?
What are you doing Thursday night at 9:30?
Can you come and keep me company in line outside? Yeah. Away.
Can you tape Gossip Girl?
You know how you've got Foxtel and everything, right?
You've got nothing else to spend your money on. And I posted it on Facebook, posted it on Twitter, thanks to a few guys that work at radio and newspaper. Word got out, and over 100 fag hags took part. So I would call that a sample. Would you
that
call
is
that a sample?
A sample. Yeah.
That is a sample. Thank you very much. So,
yeah, if there's like 400 faggots, then 100 fag hags.
Yeah, exactly.
That's enough to start a political party.
Yeah.
I agree.
That could be all of the fag hags in Melbourne.
I know. Yeah. Considering Julia Gillard is Prime Minister, the biggest fag hag of them all.
Yes, clearly.
Come on. Did anybody notice when she was going for Prime Minister, every time she was photographed, she was having coffee with that gay guy?
The hairdresser. Yeah.
Allegedly. 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 Allegedly.
Wow.
This podcast doesn't broadcast anywhere, does it? It's only online?
No, yeah,
only
just online.
Oh, sweet. We all know what that means.
And lawyers, there's yet to be a test case of someone suing a podcast. So get on your high horse.
It's fine. I wouldn't worry about our listeners. Most of them are already in jail anyway.
Now, do you guys have fag hags, all of you?
Yes, I do have a fag hag.
Yep. Yeah,
I've got those annoying fag hags that hate being called fag hags and hate for me to refer to them as
the
fag
first question
hag.
In the survey was, second after their relationship status. Don't even know why I bothered asking that one. But,
yeah, hello.
Single in love with a man who's really unavailable.
Yeah, I think it ended up being like 70-something% are comfortable being called a fag hag.
Fag hag pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I've only got...
What colour is that? Is that purple on the rainbow? What is that? Is that GLTBIQF?
I don't know. Is there a colour for loneliness?
I don't know. No, it'd be black, because that's all they wear.
Because nothing else is slimming on a boomba.
Where do you find... do you find time for 13 fag hags? Like, because they can be quite high maintenance. Oh.
They are. And I'm actually a low maintenance homo, believe it or not. I actually am.
Not
and,
with that, not looking with that at fringe, you're not.
I haven't done my hair. This is
really?
Not
really natural.
This, what the fuck? This
I know
is
people
natural.
Who spend 3 hours to get it to look like
no,
that.
I rolled, yeah, no, bed hair is a look. He's just actually come with actual bed
oh,
hair.
Right, yes.
I'll be honest with you. I rolled out of bed from a random at about 2 o'clock, and I put the tram down here today. I'm not kidding. So I haven't done my hair. Don't know his name, so
no,
I can't do a shout out.
Just the random.
Can't do a shout out. So,
but you know, but Dad says hi. Yeah.
He kind of looked like Justin Bieber, which means it was probably a lesbian. But no, he
okay,
was cute.
That's terrifying.
So Bieber anyway,
because you know how much lesbians love Bieber.
Speaking of lesbians, did you guys see the lesbian fight at Midsummer on YouTube?
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, it's on YouTube. No, it's on YouTube.
Hilarious.
It is absolutely incredible. I watched it so many times. It is unbelievable.
My favorite
How did
bit,
it start?
My favorite what, bit is at the end when they're pulling them apart. One of her friends walks up and goes, "Why do you do this?"
Like every time we go, every time they go to a picnic on Birrong Ma, it ends in a punch-on.
The background is that at the Midsummer Carnival this year, the big park day, the big fair day in the park, there was apparently an all-in lesbian brawl at the end of the day. Apparently triggered by an argument over footwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Apparently this was the great Crocs versus Blundstones Rumble of 2011. And it was all like, you know, North Side Story. When you're a shuck, you're a shuck. Do you know
that? So what? That, just a bunch of lesbians going at it hammer and tongs?
Look, YouTube.
just a couple of bull dykes elbowing each other on Birrong Ma. And that's that wing attack that took me down last week. So get her.
YouTube lesbian landslide midsummer.
Lesbian landslide.
No, it's true. That's what it's being called on YouTube.
That sounds like a Samuel L. Jackson film.
Well, if I can work out how to embed videos on the website, I'll stick it on there.
There's a new Lesbians on the Hill. It's a new movie with Samuel L. Jackson.
I think so.
Wow.
Anyway, did you bring that up for a reason?
No. Oh no, sorry. I was talking about lesbians.
What else did you find out about fag hags? They're comfortable being fag hags.
They're very comfortable being called fag hags. A lot of them 80-something% said it definitely affects their love life. Like, it's the main, it's actually the main reason why they are single.
Oh, bizarre.
I know, and apparently we set a standard for men. We're emotionally mature, and what we are, apparently, and what we can deliver them, they raise the bar. So when they meet a straightie, they think, well, he's going to do this for me, he's going to do this for me, I can talk to him about this, and they don't. And then the fag hag goes, well, you're useless to me, I'll go back to my
That's
fag.
That's so true. That's my very dear friend Cindy, who is, you know, she's happy to call herself a fag hag. It says the same thing. She hangs around with gay men because straight men are generally kind of boring and... and
do you think that's, though... See, I wonder if that's self-sabotage on some level where the fag hag has gone, I really don't want to subsume myself to someone else's personality unless they're not putting their dick in me. So I will, you know, follow
this.
It's
a chicken or the egg argument, Adam.
Yeah.
That's what it is. What come first, the loneliness or the gay friend? It's a question.
It is. Yeah, a little bit of column A.
It's who can answer that?
It's a Venn diagram.
It is. And when I came out to my mum, she didn't hook me up with any gays. She started hooking me up with fag hags. So she'd call me and she'd go...
Do you know Deborah from the bank? She's lovely.
Yeah. She called me and she goes, got my hair cut today, Nathan. It's like, oh, well done. Mm-hmm. Name was Sarah. She's a lovely girl. Doesn't have any gay friends. So I told her that you should go in for your next haircut. She's lovely. You'll get along.
And you're like, I don't know, Mum. And she's like, she's got a barina.
So there you go.
Your mum is setting you up
with fag hags. So there you go. So it's growing.
That's what I like to think our function here at the Poofcast is, that for women who don't have a fag in their life, they can just have us in their headphones on public transport.
We need to start some kind of dating site.
Thank you. I've looked into it. It's
really?
Legal. It's
legal.
It's you can get a fag for the night, take her out to dinner, watch Glee, watch Gossip Girl, dye each other's hair, sit her down and say, I'm only telling you this because you're my best friend, but I think you're putting on weight.
And you know what's great? In South Australia, when you take them back, you get 10 cents.
Exactly. It really, really works. So I'm thinking...
Like gay escort.
It's a business. I think it's a business idea.
Guescorts.
Yeah.
Gay escorts.
I think, it's a marriage of minds here. I think we've got to do this.
Yeah.
I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gay Asian businessmen aren't going to be the only ones using male gay escorts anymore. Fag hags can call. And then we all end up at Peel later on.
Yay!
So there you go.
Awesome.
So get on board.
That is a great idea.
With all the fag hags congregating on the step outside, going, no, won't let me in.
Yeah. Yep. And I asked them lots of other questions, like where did they meet their closest fag? And so the ones that didn't pre-know them before they came out, guess what the number one job is where they meet?
Call centre.
Call centre.
You got it in one.
Not even a question.
Yeah, call centre are followed by hair and beauty industry, so hairdressers and so forth.
And at the call centre, their fags are all called Troy.
Or Adam.
Ah, yes.
How many? What is the gayest name you have in your phone? I have about seven Adams, seven gay Adams in my phone.
Really? Yeah, I know a lot of.
When I was growing up, there was only like three of us at school.
Oh, no. And Troy's a big one. I've never met a straight Troy.
I've never met a straight Troy.
Mm. Mm.
You've only met one Troy, haven't you, when he's gay?
Yeah, well, yeah.
100%. Yeah, gay Adam. So you can't think of the gay name in your phone?
Well, I'm straight, mate. Why not? I just came here for the free nuts.
I was promised nuts.
Now, are you still doing the survey or it's all
No, who cares?
Up?
That's done. I don't care about their opinion anymore.
No, he's not doing it anymore. He's got one of his 13 fag hags.
Yeah.
Exactly. Astrid, I've got a really busy time in the shoe department at David Jones. I need you to look after the survey for me. Yeah, sure thing, Nate.
Sure,
don't
worry.
That must be really tired.
That's another thing. Like, what is the attraction of the fag to the fag hag?
Mm.
And I think it's because we like to feel we have an entourage.
They're in the foyer at the moment. I brought four of them with me today.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. They couldn't fit in the lift. Yeah.
Exactly. So I didn't cover that in my show, actually, what the attraction back is.
Yeah.
I suppose it's the I can say whatever the fuck I want to you and you're going to love me anyway.
See, unconditional love. They're like a puppy with a hair and a vagina.
Well, it's because you actually get things done, right? What are the odds of two close friend fags sitting down watching an episode of Glee and they're not blowing each other by the end of it? Right? You just get shit done.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's the guy in the wheelchair really gets me going.
It's efficiency. That's what it's about. Yeah. And also it's cheap labour. Like, we can't all marry Rose Hancock, so you have to get it done somehow. You know what I mean?
And yeah, so a lot of fag hags are coming to my show and people are like, are they being offended because I go to town on them a few times? And basically, I think they're just happy that someone's talking about them.
Ah.
For once, I think they're like part of the conversation. They're just really interested because my fag hags back in the day, just to be involved in conversation the next day, would like make out with girls at Peel just they could be included in the night's activities.
Wow.
If they didn't jump the fence and like make out with a girl, we wouldn't talk to them the next day.
I know. Isn't that silly? Because you're sitting around on Sunday morning and they're like, I'm a drunk slut too.
Yeah, exactly. When it comes to a Saturday night, the only two things you say to your fag hag are where you're going and then your McDonald's meal on the way home and your drive-thru. They're the only two times you communicate with her. Yes?
I feel sorry for these poor bitches.
It's awful.
They brought it on themselves. They made the choice.
Emotionally raped by the choice, gay men.
The choice is either become a fag hag or crazy cat lady.
No, listen, there are hundreds of thousands of straight men out there who will deliberately go out with a girl slightly shorter and fatter than they are so they don't have to work as hard as not being an asshole because she can't believe her luck.
God.
Are lesbians fag hags? It's a question I don't cover in my show.
No.
Are you sure?
No, I don't think so.
They wouldn't. They probably wouldn't end up. They might start out.
Mm.
They might have a dalliance as a fag hag in order to have someone to go to the Peel with.
If you said to a lesbian, can you drive me to the Peel? They would say, drive your fucking self. I've got a folk gig to do.
She'd say, I can only fit one of you on my motorbike.
No. When I was, a young twink of 19, I had a friend who was like, she's my fag hag, one of my fag hags. And there was a lesbian that was in love with her because she was stunning. So we used to get the lesbian to drive us everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And use the fag hag as bait.
So she was like judo. That's using their strength against them.
Yeah. The lesbian kind of became your fag hag in law.
Yes.
Hag in law.
Did that damper the night on your way out hearing KD the whole time?
No, because she drove in like an old Valiant and the stereo didn't work.
Oh, thank God, and none of her titus tapes would fit.
We just sang Kylie the whole time.
Right. I had a fag hag one time who was in a long-term relationship and her partner, like the guy, started sort of safety hagging. Like when she couldn't make it, he would step in.
Oh, yeah, right.
He was like
That's bizarre.
He was like a safety net fag hag.
Wow.
You know, it's like, oh, Jackie can't make it, so yeah, I'll come out with you. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's kind of how the fag hag starts, isn't it? When you're really young, you don't have any other gay friends and you want to go to the Peel.
Or whatever, grab a girl. Yeah.
Whatever your local, you know, dive is.
Yeah. Mine was the Eltham roller rink. So got my first rim job in the car park at the Eltham roller rink. True story.
Boys,
sorry, that's a true story. Oh, a guy I met online. So,
oh, wow.
There you go, guys. For those of you playing at home, Dad, thanks for tuning in.
Was that good? Was that your pitch? Hi, Gator. Let's meet up at the, I don't know, Eltham roller rink.
Yeah.
You can ground me out of the car park.
But if you're getting a rim job at a roller rink, aren't you kind of constantly rolling away?
You have stoppers on the back of your roller skates.
Okay, right, yeah.
It was in the car park, guys. In the car park.
What a stupid question, Scott. You think you've never seen Xanadu?
Oh, sorry.
Never heard anything.
Been a little bit insane. Thank you, Nathan.
No worries.
For coming in to Poofta headquarters.
Cool. Yes.
I think you guys should do an outside broadcast from the Eltham roller rink.
Oh, absolutely.
I was going to say, I can't wait to check the post office box tomorrow. There'll be like 7 free tickets from Eltham roller rink.
It'll be amazing. Mm.
And a toothbrush.
And some wet wipes.
This is never going to end.
No.
I am what is known as a difficult artist.
Poofcast. All right, it is time for our new favourite segment. I'm quite enjoying
it. Yeah, I'm loving it too.
The interrogation. Where we harass a member of the celebrity community, preferably a funny one. And in this case, we do have the Barry Award winning Sammy J. Welcome.
Hello, gents. I should correct you. 50% Barry Award winning.
50%, I do. Okay. Yes. Yeah, well, there was Heath McIver with his hand.
We saw the award in half, and so we've it's
charming, charming.
You're the winner of the award.
You'll just both have to win another one, and then you can have one each.
Exactly. Yes. We're halfway there.
Halfway. Now, Sammy J, I have many times accused you of being a giant faggot.
Totally. It goes back to you. We were my first mentor, Adam, in the comedy zone.
I was. He would not accept that having intercourse was part of learning how to be a comedian.
The number of times I was whacking the dick out of my mouth, Adam.
I was teaching you microphone technique, Sammy.
It's just a punchline. You just got to, you know.
In fairness, Sammy is one of those people that should be gay.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
why,
that's
all
true.
Right.
Everything's there.
It's all there.
All the pieces are there.
His cameras are all pink like Retents. He's got a piano. He loves a show tune.
Yeah.
It should happen.
No, I couldn't agree more. Like, my wife thinks the same. Like, the only issue is that there is a lack of interest in the male, genitals as opposed to a distinct interest in. And I know I suddenly, ever since, you know, the lovely and beautiful Thomas went so public with his revelation, every time I say a line like that, it just sounds like such a lie, you know, but it just is the truth, you know. But I have lived, as you say, Adam, you know, for many years with people believing that I'm a lying, dirty homo. So, you know.
Rove McManus alike.
We do the lying, dirty homo shit around.
Yeah, okay.
Stop stealing our gear. That's us.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we should interrogate you, Sammy. Now, you know the old game, marry, fuck, and kill, where you have to choose which you would do. Which of us, Scott, Toby, and Adam, would you marry, fuck, and kill?
Okay. Well, sometimes when I play this game, it's just a kiss, not a fuck. But you've upped the stakes now.
Absolutely. We like to make you uncomfortable, Sammy.
No. Let's do it. Well, okay.
He's a married man. He's obviously done it at least once.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Toby, I think you and I are very similar people. You feel free to disagree,
I'm in support.
But on that basis, I just don't think we could live together.
We'd be fighting over who gets to sort the cutlery this week.
Exactly, and you know, like there'd be 5 grammatical and punctuation arguments every single day.
Yeah, it's true. Stay up late at night just giving each other shits over Scrabble. That is not a word. It's a proper noun. Shut up. I'm getting the coffee.
Stars is a Z. Come on.
So
I don't find myself particularly attractive, so I'm going to have to I'm gonna have to kill you, Toby.
Oh, Toby,
out of love.
That's all right.
I love how you say out of love. I think it's actually out of competition, isn't it?
So, yeah,
it's a competitive instinct. Yeah.
All right,
well, I've made a mental note. Don't let Sammy buy me any more drinks.
Yes.
I'll wake up in a basement with my fucking toes cut off. All right, that's fair. I'll cop that.
Yep. Okay, cool, Toby.
I, as I mentioned, Adam, you were my mentor. So I still have this sort of latent, you know, it's been 8 years, but seven years, but you've still
got herpes. Is that?
Yes. I was going to say fear and respect, but I think herpes sits right in the middle of those two things.
Oh my God, Adam, you've been grooming him.
And so you've branded me, and I love you, but I'm terrified. So I'm just gonna let you have your way with me. Meaning that I get to marry the beautiful Scott Brennan.
I accept, Sammy.
Thank you.
You're the only one who wants to. The rest of them are done once they've fucked him.
Yeah, that's true.
They never come back for seconds.
Well, the rest of them say, well, I think that I would fart. And Scott goes, me? Okay.
Okay, yay.
Fine. I don't mind.
No, I'm excited because I have seen the vigor with which Sammy can suck the primer out of a juice box.
All right.
And I'm looking forward to it, frankly.
Yeah, good. Great.
You know, my whole career has just been a shameless exercise in chasing the pink dollar. I don't know.
Never heard it called that before.
No.
All right, question two, Sammy. Here is your chance, right? Mm-hmm. We like to ask our interrogation victims, is there something about gay world, the gaytopia, that you don't understand or are confused by? Is there anything we can clear up for you? Is there anything?
I mean, may I ask a real question, or you know?
Yes. Think of us as like the panel on the Einstein Factor.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the circle.
I find myself, you know, not only often being mistaken for a gayman, but also
a gayman.
For being offended on behalf of those who are. If I'm watching something, say on TV or in a comedy gig, that I think is a little borderline, homophobic, and I'm actually genuinely interested in knowing where you guys would draw the line, where you actually do you get offended at all or very often if you hear someone say something, or is it just is it all about the context, or is there a particular word or a phrase or a viewpoint that you would actually always just go, no, that's fucked?
It's all about the context to me. It's all about the intent.
I think it's about intention.
It's about intention.
There's no trigger words. Like someone says fat.
No,
it doesn't. It's about the intention, I think.
I used to get, before I did stand up, because I'm very good friends with Corinne Grant. I used to go to gigs with her. She'd be doing stand up, and I'd be just tagging along as her, her fag hag. and I started to get offended by a lot of the material that a lot of the comedians were doing back then. But it wasn't, I knew that it came from a place of ignorance, that it wasn't about, them being cruel or...
So you said about to sleep with them all.
Yeah.
And educate them.
I was just going to fuck that material out of them.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where I went, well, I can't get angry if I don't do anything about it. Like, you can't just sit there and seethe.
Yeah.
You can't, jump up and say, that's not right, in the middle of a gig, because that's inappropriate.
Mm.
So I became a comedian to go, well, I...
To answer back.
Well, no, it's like, if I can do stand-up, then I have a right of reply. If then someone does it at a gig, then I...
But sometimes it doesn't come from ignorance. Sometimes it's just plain nasty.
Yeah.
I saw Tracy Morgan during the year. Mm. I tell a lie, I was offended. I saw Tracy Morgan during the year, and he's got this whole thing about I don't even believe that lesbians exist because God doesn't make mistakes.
Oh.
And I was like, whoa, my cuntometer has just gone through the roof. Like... That was out. I was mortally offended by that.
Right.
But, if Eddie Maguire says, oh, that faggot's got to stick up his ass or whatever, that doesn't, whatever. That's fine.
That's true.
Mm. There you go.
We actually gave a fairly serious answer.
Well,
next week on Behind the News, we explore climate change.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy Morgan has lost one fan.
Bitsy.
Bitsy, very
She's
upset.
Very angry, isn't she?
I can't
tell if that's a real dog or you've got the guy from Hey Hey It's Saturday doing this. Was it Murray? I've forgotten the name.
Murray Tregoning.
it's a barmaid from the Glass House.
Good night, Molly.
Now, Sammy, next question.
Mm.
Have you ever actually, you know, being the pseudo homosexual gent that you are, have you ever actually been propositioned by a poofter?
Apart from this interview several times.
Yeah. And apart from when I was allegedly mentoring you.
Yes.
Mentoring.
I'm quite sure I have, but I've had the same problem with occasional ladies in the past where I'm not very good at picking up on the signs. And as a result, I fear that I know on a few times I have led people down the wrong path.
I know, when you say, sure, I'll fuck you and don't really mean it. Yeah.
Exactly. Just mucking around, you know. All the way home, wife's out of the country, that sort of thing.
Yeah. I've got a really itchy colon, come home.
There was a creepy old dude in New Zealand.
I'm right here.
But at the time you were in New Zealand.
Yeah, right, yes.
But yeah, it was an old theatre type, and we were just having a good old chat for half an hour or so, red wines and so on, and only at a certain point I suddenly thought, oh gosh, I should make mention of my wife, because that's the sort of the social etiquette I've been learning. And I did this, and I've never seen an old bastard glaze over hard. He didn't even finish his drink. He was gone. So I don't know if that was a proposition so much as, but yeah,
you were like bailing out right away. He was like, so what did you think of that play we just saw? And you're like, it made me feel married. Really, really married. It made me feel married to boobs.
I would do that in future. At the time, I think I probably just commented too much on the men's physiques in the show. I'd like
oblivious,
you know, oblivious.
It's a trap for young players, Sammy.
They call me Chicken Bait Jay.
All right, this could be a redundant question under the circumstances, but do you reckon you could pass for gay if you went to a gay bar?
Oh,
yes, Toby, I think you saw I did a show 2 years ago called 1999. It was all about sort of being bullied at school. And
it's one of my favourites. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. It was kind of sort of quite dark, because in it I sort of kidnapped the school bully and so on. And the whole the buzzword throughout the show was the first scene was me playing the flute, and then I turn around at the school concert, I've got the word faggot strapped to my back. And I chose that word completely because that was a word that was often bandied around at school, but it really at the time, you know, it genuinely didn't have particularly gay connotation. It was just the most offensive thing you could call someone, like fuckwit or whatever. So I used that word, and, you know, I think it was sort of 10 years later, it sort of has that extra sting, and a lot of people I later learned genuinely thought that was a show about me coming out. Like, the whole...
Oh.
I went back over the story. Like, you have no idea how much it's a coming out story. Because in the show, I kidnap the school bully, and then I make out with his girlfriend. She comes back to my place, but I can't. I'm too nervous, so I have to get the school bully to go and sort of make love to her in the dark.
Oh my God.
It's a classic great coming out story, and no one just happened to, let alone my director, Mr. Horan, point out at the time. But I was outing myself not only in Melbourne, but in Edinburgh as well. Yeah, I reckon I could pass as...
I think that's a resounding yes.
Yeah, that's great. You inadvertently came out.
Really, not only, you know, this is a 60-minute musical.
I think your subconscious is trying to tell you something, Sammy.
I love the idea of accidentally coming out, like waking up in the morning and going into the kitchen going, oh, Mum, I'm gay. Oh, shit, off. Oh,
no, I meant the salt. Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, I've done it now. No use crying over spilt milk. I'm off the lead.
Look, I'm not going to tell this story elsewhere, so I may as well, you know, give you the extra little tidbit, which is at school I did... I wasn't great at sport, of course, and so I launched my own house. Rather than being part of one of the houses in the sports clubs, I launched Houses Unite, in which I stole the Joseph and the Technicolor dream coat from the drama department and wore it and created a new house called Houses Unite, We're All Winners.
Oh my
and my
God.
Mum, 5 years later, told me that was when she was convinced I had, you know, crossed the line.
Oh, my God.
I walked down the streets of Frankston in my multicoloured Joseph.
In your rainbow flag, basically.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we can laugh about it now, can't we?
Yes. You know, you are really upsetting the apple cart on the walks like a duck, talks like a duck issue. Yes.
But just doesn't cough like a duck, unfortunately. No.
Now, all right, Sammy, given that, you know, you obviously grew up a gay child and graduated to a heterosexual man, which gay couple, real or imaginary, do you wish had adopted you and raised you?
Now, when you say, I mean, can I do an imaginary coupling, or can I make someone not gay?
You can make one up.
Okay, I'm I mean, it'll come as no surprise to you, I'm a big fan of Noel Coward.
You're really not doing yourself any favours, really? Are you?
I heard you pegged as a Nickelback guy for sure.
He was a huge fan of the word cunt, and I always like to bring that up when people say that people are too offensive, you have language too offensive this day and age, because it's always the people who think that he was the height of sort of decorum.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he just used the word like a mad bastard. In
what a swell party this is, you cunt.
Yes. So he's...
And so I reckon him, and I was thinking perhaps... I don't know. I would love to see him living in a little sort of Swiss chateau with Bob Brown, I reckon. I think that's how
it is. Yes.
Because Bob is such a moderate sort of man who's not particularly prone to excess, by my observation. It's quite the reverse. And I think it would be a great tug of war to observe.
It would be balanced. They'd call you, like you'd be named cunt.
Yeah. But then I'd be forced to switch the lights off in every room, you know.
But Bob would be there just going, "Oh, Noel, I think we should turn the air conditioner. Shut up, you cunt." Sammy, play Fair Elise again.
See, Sammy, I do worry that with two such busy men, you would have been raised by the Swedish nanny.
Yeah. Well, you know, it could turn out worse.
That's a great household. Yes. I'd sign up for that.
I would go there. That is heaven.
For sure.
Well, we've got to wrap this up, our interrogation of Sammy J. Sammy, when gay marriage is finally legalised, who will you marry?
Who will I marry? That's presuming that my own marriage has crumbled, which I don't plan to have.
Which, after this interview, probably has.
No, I think
once they let gays marry, all fucking bets are off. You can marry 10 different people, marry an animal, fucking piece of furniture.
In fact, I'm going to go and say, look, I'm a massive supporter of the right of all to marry, but I suspect that in this country it's going to take just a little while, probably long enough. In fact, that polygamy will also be legal. I'm just going to say every single one of you three beautiful
people. Oh, correct answer.
How about it?
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. We can have the reception at the Peel.
Oh.
Or upstairs.
Yes, I've had a few receptions up. Anyway.
Sammy J, thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Sammy.
It's been an absolute pleasure being bummed.
You're really determined to have us killed.
And get over yourself. He's not going to kill us.
Oh, why not?
Because we're going to be raped and murdered in this building.
All right, it's time for Woodja.
I'm really loving this.
Oh, it is so much fun. Well, it's just about talking about who we'd root and whether we would and how much.
would you tell people?
Basically, yeah. We would all have sex with everyone because we're all sluts.
Ever. Yeah.
But would you tell?
I think I've hit a wall this week.
Why? Really?
Would ya? Adam Hills.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Is he fucking me with his stump? Because you know he's only got one foot and the other one's Stumpy McFucker.
If he was stump fucking, that's up to you to negotiate. You can lay that stipulation.
I don't know if I want that much up me, but
yeah, stumps are pretty big. Like a stump
Scott
is deceptive.
Could fit a stump. Yeah, I'd have to work up to it. Couldn't do
it's
it.
It's not
straight
as bony
away.
As a couple of fingers. Like it's more.
You couldn't just go cold
fleshy.
Stump.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't take a run up and just get big straight on stump.
Well, he couldn't take a run up clearly.
Oh, would you, Adam Hills?
Have to be a fucking dry year, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'd be a bit vanilla for me.
Mm. He would be pretty vanilla,
I reckon. He would be, it would all be very nice.
Yeah.
Like, you know, sometimes, sure, I'd like a cup of tea afterwards and maybe a back rub before, but sometimes I just want to be, you know, spanked and told that I'm a little slut.
Yeah, but I just think he'd be, just so bland. I think he'd like, you know, you'd do it lying down in bed with the lights off with his socks on
really
and he'd shut his eyes the whole time. And
it would be a bit like having sex with a toilet roll holder.
Which I've done.
Yeah.
You're like having sex with a toilet dolly. You know, and they make little dolls to go over.
Yeah, because it would be earnest and there'd be, I don't reckon there'd be much dirty talk.
No.
And even if he tried, it just wouldn't sit well.
Mm.
And I'd be worried about the illusions. Like, you know how Hillsy's always making allusions to things? Like, you know, he goes, oh, this is like so-and-so. This is like the time.
Yeah.
This is just like the Olivia Newton-John film clip for Physical. How hilarious was that? Sweaty fat guys. Was like, you're fucking me. Can you shut up about this shit?
Yeah. and he'd
this is just like having sex with a gay man.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if this is what Elton and David do.
Like, if I had to like save a life, like obviously I would, but in depends the ordinary course life. Of events.
Do you know the worst thing? If we apply the Hamish Blake fort test,
he would not fucking afford.
But he would. He'd happily hang out in the fort,
yeah,
and reminisce about how much fun it was as a kid to hang out in the fort.
Yeah,
he'd be banging on about that for ages. But
if you said do you want to fucking, he'd be like, "Oh, it's a fort.
It's a fort. Can we please go to bed?
We don't fucking afford."
Yeah.
You know what? He would spoon before he'd fuck.
Yeah,
it'd be all spoon, no fork.
Yeah.
Wow, I hope he hears this.
Hey, Hilsey, really? Do you want to come on and be interrogated?
Yeah, come on, Hilsey.
Stop saying come on, Hilsey. Ah.
So, no, I wouldn't. I would not.
You would not?
I would not.
No, I probably wouldn't.
Not.
Either.
Right. You want to do it there in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Podcast. Time now for another exciting episode of The Bottom Whisperer.
Oh, top or bottom?
With Melinda Buttle.
Hello.
Now, Mel, it's time to sort the wheat from the chaff.
Oh, yes.
It's time to find out who's up and who's down.
Yeah.
Of this particular power couple, and I loathe this couple with a particular passion.
You do hate them, don't you?
Whichever way it goes, it's disgusting with this couple.
In fact, I'm going to go and make a cup of tea while this is on, by which I mean spew into a bucket. Who tops or bottoms out of Mel and Kochi?
Oh, Sunrise Programs, Mel and Kochi.
I hate Mel and Kochi. That like they Kochi. She is so bland and he is so
objectionable.
Like, watching Sunrise for me is like watching Custard interview a tumor. I hate it so much.
I like the way you say Kochi because you're obviously a fan.
Yeah,
huge.
Kochi. I don't want to spill any bias I might have, Mel. I don't want to colour your thinking, but when Melissa Doyle is hosting the zoo program, I do worry for her safety because I think one of the gorillas will sense that she's a competitive silverback and
come and kill her. Oh, well. Well, you're on the right track. What happens with these two is Mel is actually the top and Kochi is the bottom.
Oh,
I knew it.
I knew it.
I don't want to think about what Koshy's bottom is like, though. I think he's got it at the wrong end of his body, to be perfectly honest.
Koshy's bottom would be like that of a cab driver.
Oh, God.
I think his bottom would be ignorant and faintly racist.
Like a cab driver.
All right, can you take us through this then, Mel?
Yeah. How it happens is Mel's clipboard actually rolls up into a dildo. But yeah, you know, I know. You think it would be the other way around, seeing as Mel is always like sitting on an angle of you.
Yes, yes, she is.
Yeah.
It's because only one ass cheek is numb.
And I suppose if the clipboard's not at hand, Cran Denya will do. In a pinch. What's the weather, Grant?
Oh, it's hot and cool. Oh, Sydney's a bit rainy.
Well, there you have it. Those are the facts of the matter. Mel and Koshy is the bot. Mel is the top.
I'm going to have to just go and disinfect my mind now. That's...
You know what, Sunrise couldn't resist running like a, you know how they're like always helping things? Yes. We're going to help, but oh, spotlighted, it's caught you back. Oh, now as you know, Mel tops me, so we're going to start a Bottoms for Australia drive. We've got the Sunrise Cruisers down outside New Farm Park today, and we're giving away cans of Coke to Bottoms that just show up if they really love Australia. Seriously, Kochi's dream is just to felch Ellen Jones on top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge on Australia Day. That is what Kochi wants to happen. He is a malignant fuck that cannot die in a ditch soon enough.
Some strong opinions there. Maybe email them in to Mel and Kochi and they might read them out.
Oh, Mel. Wow. I'd like to say thank you, but I think you've fired up Toby now that one of us is going to have to sack him off to calm him down.
Yeah. Bitsy.
Come on.
Oh, Bitsy. Oh. There we go. Feeling better now, Toby?
You feel better now, Toby?
Yes.
It's very NRL in here all of a sudden.
Yes. Wow. Well, Melinda Buttle, you've just totally broken all of us with that answer. But thank you so much.
Too much.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, Melinda Buttle.
Oh,
what a legend.
Wow. Wow.
She stuns me.
She's amazing.
She is amazing.
Now, we've been in Adelaide for an entire week.
Wow.
Thank you to everyone who's been to the show so far.
Yeah, and thanks.
Sorry. Yeah. If you are in Adelaide, you can come and see us at the Rhino Room. We've got one more week to go. Tickets are 1-300 Fringe or adelaidefringe.com.au. And I think it's 10-ish at night, sometime at night.
Something 10, like 10, 15 or something. Whenever we get there.
Like really find us in the Mars bar and ask us. Yeah. You'll be able to spot us.
Yeah,
we're the ones that haven't left in a way.
Oh, dearie me. We have had a rather eye-opening podcast this week.
It really has been.
It's been twinkalicious.
It's been twinkalicious.
It really has. Yeah.
We'll be back next week with the podcast.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.